Well, Nick, some of the big news this week is cost of living inflation after the budget and interest rates going up, inflation going up. It's getting quite tough for people out there, isn't it?
Yes, David, it is. There's no doubt about that. I think that the pressures of inflation on the weekly shopping bill and other associated costs, and of course, the threat of, further OCR rises and the impact on interest rates, I think are going to be, it's going to be very difficult for families. And, with inflation running at 6.9%, there are massive pressures on businesses, and I think we're seeing that in the road transport industry like no other. There are a couple of positives that we've talked about. One of them is that the government have recognised the cost pressures on our industry by giving the approximately 36% discount on road user charges. And last week's budget, they extended that for 2 months, so I think it's going to run now until around about mid-September. That's good, but I know that there are businesses in our industry that are under significant pressure, and I think this is the time when an association can be really a bit more useful.
Okay, so what are some of those specific kinds of challenges that the trucking companies are facing, and how exactly can Transporting New Zealand help them?
Yeah, well, I think increases, it's uncertainty around drivers and staff, and it's customer pressure as well at times. And I think there are some sort of simple remedies that we would recommend. And the first is know your costs. Know how much it costs to run your fleet, and know the revenue that you are generating. And understand where your increases are, understand your margins, and pass your costs on where there are increases. I
Right.
think that's the biggest thing. I think we often struggle as an industry because we're a service provider. We're not the name of the rates in many cases. We sort of often, a lot of operators sort of take what they're given, but I think we've got to be far stronger at standing up because we're needed at times like this.
Right.
There's greater uncertainty, and it's harder for freight to move because of international supply chain issues and the national supply chain issues. So I think know your costs, pass those costs on, and the last thing, look after your people. Now is the time to actually look at if you can increase pay, if you can increase wages to your drivers. Now is the time to do it.
Okay, and you've got advice here also available if people want to speak directly to Transporting New Zealand.
Yes, look, we're always happy to talk to people about the challenges they're facing in their business. We've got certain things that can help in terms of services or that we can refer people to. The other thing, David, is that the Grant Thornton report, which I think is due in June, that is a cost index for the industry. It tracks, those changes. It gives people a sense of where things are moving to. Really important that you get access to that, and you can get hold of us to get access to the member part of our website to do that.
Excellent. Okay, all of these topics are going to come up in the conference, the Transporting New Zealand conference this year in September. Now, this is the first time it's come back after the pandemic, of course. Can you tell us some more about the conference?
Yeah, look, it's the first time in 3 years that we've been able to have a conference. It's going to be in Invercargill on the 28th and 29th of September at Ascot Park. And it's going to be a good event, I think, for us to get together again as an industry. We've had to can the last 2 years. We've got a really interesting array of speakers. We're going to have Nicole Rosie, the Chief Executive of the Transport Agency, Waka Kotahi, Cameron Bagri, who I know is, positive in the industry. But we're really looking forward at this conference, looking at alternative technology, looking at the efficiencies and data capture that we think the industry, is going to have to start seriously considering in their businesses, and the kind of change that you know, the industry will be facing. I think it's a great space for people to get together, great sort of, you know, to see people in the flesh again, and we hope that the agenda is of interest as well. You know, Southland's a big trucking centre of New Zealand, and we're proud to run the conference into the Hall of Fame dinner, which will be on the Friday. So the conference is Wednesday and Thursday, and the Hall of Fame is going to be Friday night. So great opportunity to get south and to engage with a whole lot of people in the industry.
Great. And if people want to take part, want to go along, what should they do? There's some information on the website.
Yeah, yep, definitely. Just check out the website and book there. Basically, we're open now for booking. So get in early to get the accommodation you want.
Thanks very much, Nick.